could not be recalled. But one person still remembered the story about it all and told it aloud, and God still came. As in this ancient story, as throughout all of human history, and in my own deepest family traditions, the ultimate gift of story is twofold: that at least one soul remains who can tell the story, and that by the recounting of the tale, the greater forces of love and mercy, a generosity and strength are continuously called into being in the world. In both the traditions that I come from, Mexican Spanish by birth and immigrant Hungarian by adoption, the telling of story is considered an essential spiritual practice. Tales and legends and myths and folklore are learned and developed and numbered and preserved the way a pharmacopoeia is kept. A collection of cultural stories, and especially family stories, is considered as necessary for long and strong life as decent food, decent relationship, and decent work. The life of a keeper of stories is a combination of researcher, healer, linguist in symbolic language, teller of stories, inspiratrice, God talker, and time traveler. In the apothecary of the hundreds of stories I was taught by both my families, most are not used as simple entertainment. In the folkloric application, rather, they are conceived of and handled as a large group of healing medicines, each requiring spiritual preparation and certain insights by the healer as well as by the subject. These medicinal stories are traditionally used in many different ways: to teach, to correct errors, to lighten, to assist transformation, to heal wounds, to recreate memory. Their main purpose is to educate and enrich soul and worldly life. It must be noted also that many of the most powerful medicines, that is, stories, come about as a result of one person's or group's terrible and compelling suffering. For the truth is that much of story comes from travail. And yet, paradoxically, these very stories that rise from deep suffering can provide the most potent remedies for past, present, and even future ills. When I was a child, the few Hungarian family members who survived the devastating war in Europe found their way to America with help from those already here. And suddenly I was the fortunate inheritor of additional extended family that included several remarkable old women. One in particular I called Auntie Irina, which in Hungarian is an affectionate name for a storyteller, like the name Mother Goose in Britain and the United States. It was she who gave me a story about what enough really means. She was then an old woman who became one of the treasures of my life, for she was filled with an immense love of humans, and most especially for little children. Sometimes she awakened me in the mornings by shaking sprinkles of cold water on my face, and this she called her special blessing upon me. And in the summer times, she would rouge my cheeks with black cherry juice. And once in the winter time, and outside the bounds of propriety among adults in those times, she sledded with me down a hill and into a pasture, cackling all the way. Oh, best of all,